What is a man but a miserable pile of terrible childhood memories that have been altered in a magical fabrication machine to ruin them all for everyone involved?
That'll do it. Welcome to Think of the Children. My name's Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to our podcast program show.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I've made the balls too big on this penis.
Jay's drawing a dick, which... Which, as you, which again, very good comedy for this, an audio podcast.
I've just drawn it for my flatmate when he comes home.
Oh, okay. That's a nice gift for him. A nice dick pic. A dick to picture.
It's either that sometimes or I just you need actually this. Get my genitals out. Which
please do not do this thing to me. Thank you.
I have been naked on this podcast before, I won't lie to you.
You've been naked on the podcast
before? Well, no, I wasn't naked. I was getting changed.
Which episode do I know to delete it, please?
Oh, I don't know, which episode was it? It was one of the earlier ones, because I had got home from a lecture and I was really tired and I just wanted to get my pyjamas on, but we'd already started. It was like, I think you were doing the intro and I was like, I'm going to take this opportunity to...
Well, just never listen to any of our episodes, because in at least one of them, Jay has had his dick out.
I haven't had my dick out. Okay, I will say, I haven't had my genitals out, but I was in my pants.
We talk about dick way more than is necessary for a podcast, but it has nothing to do with dick.
What's wrong with talking about dick?
Nothing.
I have very fond memories of Dick. He was a good lad.
No, the only person we know called Dick was an absolute penis.
Oh yeah, good old. That I can't say his name.
That is also wordplay, but also terrible.
Did I ever tell you what my mum's nickname for him was?
I think so, but tell me again. It was really funny.
You should probably cut this, but my mum used to call him Dickie. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. My mum. It was Derry. His nickname was Dickie Sizzles, so we called him Dickie Sizzlad.
Dickie Sizzler. Why have I got to cut that? That's good shit.
Yeah, but he's going to know if he ever listens.
Yeah, and?
that's fair.
Do you want that bridge to stay up, or do you mind burning it down?
The shaft
this
is your
very choice.
Swollen. Oh, it's fine. No, it's fine. I finished my penis.
That's good. Jay has drawn his penis.
I will tweet, for those of you who care, I will be tweeting a picture of the penis when the episode is up. Owen needs to remind me to tweet it.
I want to tweet it now. We've got time. Fuck.
No, I want it to go up so that people have a visual aid when they watch it. They're not just going to be like, oh, look, Jay's drawn a penis, because that's normal. I want people to know the artistic representation of this penis.
Send it to me in a bit, and I'll put it on the show's Twitter as well.
Thank you.
So, welcome to our program. It's called Think of the Children. We apparently a dick enthusiast podcast. We talk about dick an awful lot.
We do talk about penises.
We're also going to ruin your childhood, because we can. Thank you all for tuning in to
our childhood ruining without penis, hopefully.
Thank you all for tuning in to our Halloween episode last week. I'm sorry that it was a few days late. The ghosts got in my hard drive and blew up my power supply, which was not a good thing.
That actually happened.
You know, my power supply ceased to function. Yeah, I had to buy a new one and like disassemble my computer. It was a whole thing. It was not a fun time. But it's working again now. Everything is good.
Sounds so we're like gonna somebody got fucked.
No, I wish.
Please,
but we're gonna do the podcast.
Help me,
please, God. I'm so lonely, Jesus Christ. So we're gonna do the show now, Jay.
We're gonna do it, Jay.
So as you may remember, Jay, last week we did the program and we released a new product onto the earth as we do every week because tis the format. We did Hocus Pocus, directed by and starring Stephen King.
Yes, I do remember that.
So. As chief financial officer of our organisation, how did it do, Marquette?
Well, it was very popular among millennials, as you guessed it would be.
Of course.
Yeah, that was it. It just did well.
Okay, can you make a joke?
It's not my contract, to be honest.
It's literally in your job description.
I mean, technically, I don't have a job description because you don't pay me. so...
No, but, like, I assume when you say, hey, Owen, let's do the comedy podcast.
When you start paying me, you can bitch me out about not being funny.
Okay, then. Well, if you want the podcast to get better, listeners, you know what to do. Patreon.com/TheOTCcast. And I will pay Jay $1 a month.
Which I will not be able to spend, because it's $1 and we live in civilization.
It'll get converted.
Yeah, but...
To 69 pence. That's an app.
Or a 69 song. Pence.
Haha, nice. Or a song. Oh, it's 79. Wait, no. No, it's 79 now. Shit.
I was going to say, I thought it was 72.
It's something.
Is the dollar even worth anything anymore? Is America even still around?
What?
Is America even still around?
Yes, it is, because today is a very important day in American history in which the people are voting. The people are voting.
Well done for literally dating this episode, you bastard.
I think it's important.
I never understood why that was such a problem in like recording anything.
What do you mean?
Like, well, because like dating you watch it. You like watch like Game Grumps. They're like, oh, well done for dating this episode. And I'm like, no one cares.
Well, I know, because no one cares if we do it, because no one listens. But when if you go back to watch something like in the past, then you don't want to be reminded. You don't. It helps not to have like markers, cultural markers on your content.
Oh, okay.
Because it's better for being timeless, I suppose. Although we are immediately dating this episode, yes. Thank you all for voting very much. Continue to do so. It's good. Vote blue. I don't know if I'm showing my political bias here, but vote blue, please.
Owen, when you like exist, you show your political bias. That's how
that is true. I am a social justice.
I go on Twitter and I see like multiple posts. Not Twitter, Facebook. I see multiple posts from Owen like on Facebook. I'm like, oh, cool, something political happened.
Yeah,
because
I keep
about
up
that
politics.
2 hours later on BBC News.
That's my job. It's my job. It's not my job, but it's my responsibility to keep up with politics.
Also, usually some of my friends will be yelling about it, and I'll be like, cool, I don't care, go away.
Cool, nice. I think it's important to keep up with politics, I think. It always is.
Existence is pain, and I wish for death, so.
Existence is pain, and life is meaningless, but I think while we're here, we could do the best we can to not be in pain consistently. So all that was basically
very happy
to say,
opening.
All that was just to say, give us money so Jay can be funny again. Which, you know, is a long... We need it, please. Thank you. I don't want to sound like I'm begging, but, like, you know, we have a lot of overhead in the old company corporation. So, Jay, it did well among millennials, as I predicted. Is there anything else it was?
It wasn't...
Really trying to coax a fucking joke out of you.
I don't know what you want me to say. It wasn't popular
know.
Among...
Literally
it wasn't
anything.
Popular among fucking Wiccans. They were reading their chicken bones. They were like, oh, that's not going to be a good film. And they didn't fucking go see it because they're Wiccans. And they're weird.
It is. Okay, they're not weird, but that's a good joke.
I don't even... Are Wiccans actually a thing?
Yes, I know just a couple of them.
Okay.
It's an actual religious group.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I don't want to be in trouble with Wiccans, please. I don't...
Or because they'll
need,
curse you with their chicken bones.
The last thing I want is to have like voodoo hexes on me. I already have nothing in my life going right. The last thing I need is literally everything else.
I mean, they could like curse you to have Donald Trump's voice.
That would be the worst. I already hate the sound of my voice.
That would be worst, but also mildly funny.
It would be actually, I don't know, that might be a blessing, because then I could say things like, you know, hello, I'm Donald Trump. I enjoy the feeling of dick in my mouth. Like, you know, I mean, that'd be quite a good... And then I could release that on the internet and people would think Donald Trump said that he enjoys having dick in his mouth.
I mean, we all know that, like, people who go to private school, they're a fan of putting genitals in places.
This is very true. As our former Prime Minister...
God, imagine being the guy holding that pig's head.
God,
no one talks about that guy.
No one talks about that guy and the things he said.
That guy had to look into David Cameron's eyes as the penis slid, as the prime ministerial penis slid into the mouth of a pig.
Well, no, at the time he was not the prime minister, but, you know, he is now.
Future prime ministerial.
Yeah, and then sliding his thick shaft, his
do you reckon he was
chode?
Erect?
I imagine it probably was. He was sliding his thick chode into the mouth of a pig. David Cameron did that. Let's not forget that he did that.
He was like, in a few years, I'm going to metaphorically be doing this to poor people.
No, Jay, don't you remember? David Cameron eliminated poverty overnight.
Did he? What?
Yeah, he changed the definition of poverty, so it was eliminated.
What? Did he actually?
This is a thing that happened. David Cameron released a statement saying the Conservative government has eliminated childhood poverty by changing the definition of childhood poverty. I wish I was making this shit up. Oh,
that
God,
is so quintessentially somebody who went to Eton College. It's funny.
I hate the Conservatives so very much. Anyway, so that's that. That's the pig dick portion of the podcast done and dusted. Do you want to get started?
I don't want to do anything, to be honest, but I'll do it for you, Owen.
Thank you, Jay. I should quickly mention as well, we're recording this kind of both very exhausted. I've just done another podcast.
I just had a two-hour coding workshop in which I achieved two things.
Yeah, so Jay's feeling a little bit run down. I've just done a podcast in which I used all my good jokes. So, you know, if you want to hear the good jokes, go listen to this week's episode of Crit Chat, I guess.
More like Crit Trash. Ha!
Oh, shit. Ismay, the gauntlet is thrown. We have thrown the gauntlet down. The gauntlet has been laid.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'll fight anyone at this point.
Ismay will kick your ass.
I mean, not if I have a bat and I don't.
Ismay has a bigger dick
her.
Than either of us. She can kick both of our asses very easily.
That's fine. It's a bigger target. The thing, I'm gonna get my advice out of the way quicker. If you're gonna fight someone, it's okay. It's easier to beat them. Don't tell them you're gonna have a fight and hit them with a bat when they're not looking. That's how I'll win.
Oh Jesus!
And if you think, man. You say this now, I will straight up threaten to beat somebody to death with a bat to their face. I feel nothing for anyone. Bring it. We're going to be at a convention in like 5 years' time, and someone will be like, Jay, I really enjoyed your podcast. I'll be like, I'm going to hit you with a fucking bat, and then I'm going to walk out. I'm never coming back.
Just apropos of nothing, just I'm going to beat you up with a bat.
And everyone's going to be like, fuck you. And then people will be like, is that what he's like all the time? And they're like, yeah, he's the worst person. I don't know why I listen to this goddamn podcast.
Yeah, he's literally the worst.
He's like, go listen to Crit Chat. It's a far superior podcast.
I've been friends with you for far too long. So let's let's do this. Have you got any you want to do for the show today?
Not yet, but I thought of something, but I can't remember what it was.
You're ruminating on the idea. It's very good. Okay, I've got two that I might want to do. So I'm going to throw you the first one. This comes to us from a listener, Kaylee Brooks. Thank you so much for the suggestion.
What's up, Kaylee? How you doing?
She suggested Peter Pan.
Oh.
Which
I
think
how to
would
ruin.
Be... Why bad?
I don't know how to ruin Peter Pan.
You don't know how to ruin people's people? Ruin people's easy. You just fucking put the man and you make them grow up. I don't fucking know. It's not hard.
Have you seen Peter Pan in Kingdom Hearts?
Yes, I have. What's
have you seen
point?
Him in the HD version and he's fucking terrifying?
Yes, I have. What's your point?
He's terrifying. We just remake Peter Pan, but with every character like that.
Kingdom Hearts graphics.
Yeah, and every now and then, I don't know. Actually, no, or we could do that, but I also suddenly, for some reason, thought of just replacing... Do that for every other character, but just replace Peter Pan with Filthy Frank.
Hey, boss, we need to kill the captain, boss. No.
You just got pranked, bro.
Right. Here is my fun idea. You mentioned Kingdom Hearts, and this is kind of fun. What I want to happen now, sort of at the climax of the movie when they're all flying home and it's all very good, is the... You remember the secret boss that's in Neverland?
No, what?
There's a secret boss in Neverland. It's called the Phantom. It's hard as dicks. I can imagine this, like, this Heartless coming out of the clock tower and stabbing Peter Pan in the face to death.
I need to see this. I need to see.
Yeah,
this
look
thing.
Into it. Just Google it on the Kingdom Hearts wiki or something. The Phantom.
The
boss.
Phantom Kingdom.
It's something like that. Anyway, it's something like the Phantom, but it's a bad boss, and I just kind of want a big hulking behemoth monster to murder Peter Pan.
Oh, he looks cool as hell.
Yeah, I know his design is rad, right? So have him like come out there and just like fucking rip Peter Pan to shreds would be fucking sick.
Oh, dude, it just like fucking flies alongside you.
Yeah, it's spooky.
That's fucking cool.
I know it's a hard boss too.
To be fair, every boss in Kingdom Hearts is hard because it's badly designed.
I mean, fair?
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's nothing more to that statement other than the fact that Kingdom Hearts is a good game, but it's fairly badly designed in places.
I just blame Nomura. So, no, but other ways we can ruin Peter Pan. How else do you think we can do it?
Drugs.
Drugs is your go-to for a lot of things.
I'm holding drugs right now. Like medicine, granted.
Yeah, I was going to say, paracetamol doesn't count. You're not a hardcore
actually,
gangster.
Actually, ibuprofen, you fucking...
Oh, shit, sorry, boy.
Fucking Philistine.
you know, obviously, you know, you, oh, mate, you got any ibuprofen? You got any aspirin? I want to get my pain mildly relieved. You got any of that good aspirin, bruh?
No, I haven't had aspirin.
I'll give you half a monkey for half a tab of aspirin.
What the fuck is monkey?
It's £25.
Oh.
So half a monkey would be...
£12.50
for half a tab of aspirin.
That's a very
that's
specific
a
that's a very specific. I would like one half of a monkey for this orange. Thank you, sir.
Where are you buying your oranges?
I don't have to answer that question.
I say, where are oranges? £12.50. What the fuck are you doing?
I go to some very, very, very strange markets. Where I kill people for oranges.
But yeah, Peter Pan. What you got any
plans? If oranges were £12.50, I don't even eat oranges. I would start killing people because I'm like, the world is over at that point.
The world has ended. Yeah, the economy is
there's
fucked.
No point. We live in Fallout 4. We live in the Fallout universe even. We're just,
but yeah,
there.
Peter Pan, stay on target. Come on.
Peter Pan crossover with Fallout with expensive oranges.
It's just fucking ludicrous.
I don't know. Peter Pan, like, there's the obvious one where you just make Peter Pan where he actually just kills children. We make it a slasher film.
A slasher fic with Peter Pan could be very good.
Except it's like, continuing with our habit of like constantly referring to Kingdom Hearts, we'll just have it so that someone's replaying the Kingdom Hearts series on their PS4 on the HD remix, and then like it summons the Phantom.
It's a fucking creepy pasta.
Yeah, it summons the Phantom from fucking.
This Kingdom Hearts disc is haunted by a ghost. It will kill you if you play it. Do not
and then
play.
It, like, summons the Phantom, and then over the course of the film, eventually the Virgin woman who always survives at the end, she fucking unveils the Phantom, and it's just HD remix Peter Pan from Kingdom Hearts, and he's like,
Hiya, Wendy. I'm gonna fuck you up with this knife now. Ha ha.
Hiya, Wendy. Time to die.
Time to die, motherfucker.
What's up, bitch?
I really like the idea of turning Peter Pan, like, literary classic, into a weird, creepy pasta. I think that's very good. That's exceptional.
And we get Oni from Oni Place to narrate it.
Yeah, sure. We'll make this a whole new urban legend. We're going to get
this
him in
just,
the House of
this
Killers
is just
or whatever.
Me
it's
wanting
called.
To meet Oni from Oni Place.
The Killer's Mansion? Is that what it's called? I don't know.
What?
There's like a whole, like, creepypasta universe in which, like, everyone, all the killers, go to a mansion. And there's like Jeff the Killer's in there, and the other
and there's like that thing where it's like an RPG maker game, right?
Yeah. Here's my idea to ruin that though. We just make it a fun sitcom. Like, what? Jeff, can you not bring in human heads? I'm trying to clean the carpet. Boop doo boop boop doo. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Owen, please sit in the corner of your room for 3 seconds.
That was a Frasier reference.
Put in.
Though.
Oh, I don't care.
Baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossa.
Go sit. No, stop.
But why, though?
Take off your headphones.
No.
Go sit at the corner for 3 seconds and sit by now.
Fucking make me, cunt.
I know where you live.
Do it, then. Come over here. I haven't seen you for a long time and I miss you.
Oh, it's going to take like 4 hours.
Don't want to do that.
Don't want to do it. No. So that was.
I don't want to do that. That was. This is my new podcast voice.
Gilbert Gottfried's been put in a blender.
Gloivin!
Gilbert Gottfried and Professor Frink had a child, and it's you. So there we go, Peter Pan ruined. We make Peter Pan a creepypasta, and then we put him in the Killers universe and make that a sitcom. Toss salad and scrambled motherfucking eggs.
And also Simon Cowell narrates it.
Sure, why not? Banter.
Because he's got an annoying voice.
Jay, have you got another one?
That's a good question. I like the. What about the Lego games?
The thing is, I think the Lego games have already been ruined.
I don't know, but like, they've been ruined in the fact that they've been overdone and they're kind of weird.
What I really liked about the Lego games is the way they told stories non-verbally.
It was really cool.
They had to come up with.
What about the Lego movie?
The Lego movie is one of my favourite movies ever. I'm happy to do this with you. Let's ruin it. Okay.
So, what if we just, like. I feel like a lot of the charm of the movie comes from the voice talent. Like Will Arnett.
There's a lot of
Chris
that.
Pratt.
There's a lot of that.
I don't remember who played Wild Style.
Wild Style was. Elizabeth Banks. It was Elizabeth Banks.
I know her. Why do I know her? I'm going to Google what she looks like while you describe the film in case no one's seen it.
The Lego movie is the best animated movie ever. It stars a star studded cast in which a boy called Emmett. He realizes that the real creativity was himself. They go on an adventure to try and stop a businessman, destroy the world with tacos, but then it turns out it's all, spoilers I guess for the Lego movie, then it turns out it's all inside a kid's imagination, and then it's not. It's weird. It's hard to explain. It's a
very
good film. Go watch it. It's good.
It's a super good feel-good film.
It's a very, very good film with a very powerful message, I feel.
Also, the theme song is done by Lonely Island. And I hate it.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
It's done by Sarah and Teagan. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's got fucking Lonely Island on it.
Yeah, featuring The Lonely Island. It wasn't done by The Lonely Island.
I don't fucking give a shit. I hate the song.
It's a good everything. Is awesome. It's a good song.
I don't. No, it's not. It's fucking irritating.
That's the point, though. That's literally the point of the song.
No, but like everybody just... No, I get that it's irritating, but I hate it, regardless. I hate the defense of like, oh, but it's supposed to be annoying. No, don't make it. Fuck off.
Jay, that's how art works. Like,
fuck art. It's shit. All art is shit.
All art is
trash. I don't fucking care. Take me to a fucking art gallery and be like, cool, it's a picture. I'm gonna go on fucking Google and get that shit. I don't fucking care. Fuck.
Jay has brought a weird energy into the podcast today in which he's very angry at everything because he's an angry boy.
I hate that defense. Oh, it's supposed to be annoying. You just don't understand it. No, I understand it.
I didn't say you didn't understand it. I'm just telling
you. Well, you implied it.
No, I didn't. I'm giving you a perspective, my perspective of an artistic reading because that's how you discuss art. You give your own perspective.
Oh, don't discuss art. Just fucking take a shit and have a wank, you cunt.
Well, there's more to life than shitting and wanking. Not a lot more, guaranteed.
Is there?
There's not a lot more.
It just seems... Yeah, what? Perpetual sadness and politics.
Yes.
Great.
These are the only things... Perpetual sadness, politics, sadness, wanking, and video games. That's all I care about.
Bernie Sanders 2012.
Oh, God.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Fucking hell.
He didn't even run in 2012.
Okay, let's talk
about... Bernie Sanders even born in 2012?
Yes, let's talk about the Lego movie.
Sorry, I meant to say 1912.
Let's talk about Lego movie, Jay. How can we ruin it?
No.
Yes.
We make the entire film that song.
But that would be great. I would watch that.
I know you would. And then I will burn you alive.
Do it. You won't.
For witchcraft.
Do it. You won't. No balls. See, now,
no balls?
See,
what?
Listeners, now I have said no balls. That means Jay has to do it, or it means he has no testicles. These are the rules of the no balls game.
I don't.
Oh. Okay. But anyway, yeah, Lego movie. Let's do it, because we're almost half an hour into the podcast, and we've only done two.
I feel like 5 minutes of that time is just me and you talking about random...
About penis. About penis, yeah.
Was it about penis?
Probably. We are very tired.
Lego movie. How would you ruin it? I don't know. Make it Mega Blocks.
There it is. Fuck it. That's it. That's the one. You make it fucking Mega Blocks because Mega Blocks.
Make it Mega Blocks because I think because like the voice acting talent is a big part, but also Lego because everybody has fond memories of Lego. So you do two things. You either make it Magnetics.
No, Magnetics is Mega Blocks. Rad. You make it Mega Blocks because Mega Blocks is shit Lego. So you find here it is. You get impersonators for all the celebrities, right? So you get a Chris Pratt impersonator. You get an Alison Brie impersonator. And you get them to do the voices. But we rewrite the script in such a way that it's like just a bit off and a bit janky. And we replace all the like the characters and all the animated stuff with the Mega Blocks. And we do that, and I think that's actually very, very good.
And then via that, we retell the 2016 election of the United States of America.
No, we don't need to retell that. That was recent enough that every human will never forget, because it was garbage. It was a garbage fire.
It was.
We have a cameo in it by Bernard Sanders.
Yeah. And he was like, I was born in 2012.
He just says that. He just says that and leaves. He says, hello, kids. There's
nothing else to say.
Hi children, I was born in 2012. Goodbye, and then leaves the
And the theme song is done by a Lonely Island impression by Fall Out Boy.
No, you joke. If Fall Out Boy released a version of Everything Is Awesome, I would eat that shit up.
No, because it wouldn't be Everything Is Awesome, because that's only three words.
There's so much more to that song than Everything Is Awesome. There's more to it than that.
The song would not be like Everything Is Awesome. I mean like no, I don't mean that
Many
as in like
things
it would
are
be a different
great.
Song. Yeah, no, it would be many things are great and my heart is bleeding because my girlfriend dumped me because I'm irritating and my songs have too long a title, so we took all the vowels out, but no one think it's cool.
So yeah, Lego movie. We make it B-Tech, we make it Mega Blocks the movie, which I think...
We make it B-Tech the movie.
B-Tech the movie. I was going to say B-Tech Lego, and then
I mean,
like...
To be fair, yeah, Mega Blocks is the B-Tech of... Is the B-Tech of... life.
That's true. Mega Blocks is garbage. If you had Mega Blocks as a child, I'm sorry for you, but you know, so did I, so I get it. But
if you had Mega Blocks as a kid, you're probably dead now.
I mean, I had Mega Blocks as a kid.
And are you alive?
But then again, I wish I was dead now, so.
Exactly. You're dead inside.
But
not necessarily
dead inside.
Crawling in my skin. do you want to do another one then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. This one comes to us from Bonnie Lewis, friend of the show, voice of Ronan on the Not Saving the Realm podcast, Bonnie Lewis. And Bonnie suggests Winnie the Pooh Bear.
It's a love story between a Russian bear and Vladimir Putin.
Sometimes we find it very quickly, and that's the thing. So I think we've got it. So there we go. That's how we do it. Winnie the Pooh. That's it. That's all we have to do now. Just cast someone as Vlad, cast an actual bear, and just have a lot of extended scenes where they stare into each other's eyes and fall in love. And that's very good. We put the bear in a shirt, obviously. We obviously give the bear a shirt.
Can we make an anime out of it? I feel like that would be great.
I'm imagining the title sequence.
we need like, because the thing is, right, on my phone I have Crunchyroll open on my phone because I'm rewatching Yamada and the Seven Witches, and I flicked down the tabs and I was like, Vladimir Putin anime bear was my thought process, and I was like, now I really
want to
see.
Okay, I want you all to, I'm going to take you all on a journey with me. So I want you to imagine, as I am, you know, it has like a big scene of the 100-acre wood, and then like it zooms in, and then there's Pooh, and he's just woken up, and he's got a pot of honey on his leg, because he's a fucking idiot. And he runs out of the house with his toast covered in honey, going to school.
I have a better idea.
Let me finish this word picture, please, Jay.
Okay, but once you finish it, I have a better idea.
He's running to school, and you get like you get character cards for all the characters. Like, you know, there's one of Tigger and Kanga and Roo and Rabbit and the other one, and then there's one of Piglet-kun, and Piglet-kun and Pooh Bear-kun embrace, and they do a hug, and then they kiss, because oh shit, it's Yowie now, motherfucker, and that's it. We did it.
No, I've got a better idea. We go back to my original idea of Russian bear Vladimir Putin anime. Except that we make it so that like the anime, the bear is still called Winnie Chan. The Hungry Word is Winter.
No, it's Pooh Bear Chan.
Pooh Bear Chan, sorry.
Yeah.
So they're in the winter of the 100-acre wood, and like there's the supporting cast is still Winnie the Pooh's regular first cast, but it's a shoujo anime.
Oh.
And it's a harem, but for world leaders. So you have like you have Vladimir Putin, you have Angela Merkel, you have, you know, Donald Trump.
Theresa May. Who's
like Donald Trump's like the bad boy one. You have Theresa May. And then the you know, the one that they all know that Winnie the Pooh is going to go with, which is obviously Jeremy Corbyn.
Corbyn-chan. Yeah, Corbyn-kun.
Corbyn-chan-des.
Corbyn-senpai.
Corbyn-senpai.
Konnichiwa, Corbyn-des. Corbyn-senpai. Ooh. Sugoi.
And then the main villain is just like,
you make my bear heart go doki doki. Oh, this podcast is a garbage fire.
I feel like the penis
fire.
I drew right now. And then the main villain is like, just, you know, Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un is the villain. I think the villain should be something a little bit more existential than that. Like the threat, like, oh, you know, Trump-chan goes crazy. And you know, murders.
Trump Chan finally like reaches the head of the debate society and then has a mental breakdown, has a stroke, and then just does a Donald Trump.
And he kills Rabbit, and it's just like, oh, Trump Chan, how could you do this? I need to, what voice is that? I need to do it for. I want a dick in my mouth. I'm Donald Trump.
And then
it's a callback.
100-acre woods just has a wall built across the middle of it,
and then make the 50-acre wood pay for it. Speaking of paying for things, do you want to go to the middle part of the show?
Yes!
Let's do it, boy! Cowing around, crushing the stalks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, cropping the salt. Hello, welcome to the middle part of the podcast. It's the middle part. It's the part in the middle of the show in which we talk about...
Can I color in the booba red? Is it?
Why are you talking about dicks?
The head is too thin, I've realised.
This is of your, like, drawn penis, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to clarify that we're not talking about any actual living phallus that's currently in the vicinity of you or your hands, because if you've got your dick out while we're going to talk about food, I need to execute you immediately for crime.
I am sucking on a pen, I'm not going to lie.
No, that's only mildly phallic, that I can live with. As always, if you're in the Oswestry Street area, we really recommend you go check out a Schlurp. Schlurp is a dessert shop, it's located on Church Street. And you can find all sorts of very good things there. Like, you know, we're talking waffles, we're talking puddings, we're talking desserts, we're talking ice cream, we're talking smoothies and milkshakes and so much more. A veritable Wonka of sweet treats. That's the collective noun for sweets now. Fuck you. You can...
I thought you were going to say a Wonka of Willys, and I was like...
A Wonka of Willys.
You're welcome.
Every fucking week we talk about dicks and this shop. They are going to sue us into the ground.
They can't sue us for talking about genitals in an advertisement.
Yeah, I guess they didn't pay for it, but like, goddamn.
We're not breaking the law.
I guess not, but like, I still don't feel very good about it.
I feel nothing ever.
That's a fun joke. So yeah, go to Schlurp. They have good stuff. It's very good stuff, in fact, one might say. I like it a lot. I've never been. I've been told it's good.
I've been.
You've been to Schlurp?
Probably.
That's very nice to hear.
I have. Listeners, it's just me and you again. I know it's mean for Owen to, like, be left behind. But I need to talk to you.
Jay, where are you going?
It's okay. It's fine.
Okay.
It's just, I can't tell Owen that I haven't actually been to Schlurp. So you guys are going to have to tell him for me. Because I can't break his little heart. Because, honestly, like, he has nothing. He's got nothing. He's got me. And Bonnie and Ismay. But apart from that, all he's got is, like, memes, porn, and the Labour Party.
Don't forget sadness. I've got a lot of that.
And sadness. Thank you, voice in my head that wasn't Owen. You know, it's just...
It's cool. It's like,
but yeah, just make I love,
sure
you I love
eat,
your listeners.
Make sure you eat the rich.
What?
Eat the rich.
Cease the beans of production.
So anyway, yeah, go to Schlurp if you like all that good stuff.
Go to Schlurp and seize the means of production, and they'll give you a 25% discount.
No, they will not do that.
What is it? What discount is it?
They will get a 10% discount if they mention our podcast or that other show.
But if you seize the means of their production, you'll get a 100% discount.
Because communism, motherfuckers. Duh, duh, duh. Okay.
Duh, 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 duh.
No, not dicks. If you're following us on Twitter, by the way, if you're not...
Not dicks. Not dicks.
Jay! Stop!
Not dicks and not dicks, but actually dicks.
Stop! If you're enjoying our show and you're not following us on the internet, on Twitter, on the social media, what the fuck are you doing?
Probably not doing that.
But go do it. You should come and follow us on Twitter. We're at TOTCcast. We have a bunch of... we tweet on there. Fairly often, not as often as I'd like, but I'm getting better at Twitter, I think. If you're not following us on Twitter, you could do that. It's TOTCcast. If you do, you might get a shout out on the program, which is, you know, cool, I guess. This week I would like to shout out Kobe Morton at @lobster_eater on Twitter. He is a good boy. He is a student at Staffs, and I've met him, and I worked with him for 2 years. So very different things, but he's a good boy, he's a nice man, and I'm glad he listens to the show. Thank you, Kobe. I love you. Yeah, Jay, have you got anyone you want to shout out? I don't know.
Do I?
I don't know where I'm going with this joke.
Shout out to Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, Corbs, if you're listening, you know, we love...
I'm ready to seize the means of production. Not for, like, political, like, good for the people reasons. I really like Mr. Whippy. And I want to seize all of it.
If we could somehow get Jeremy Corbyn on this podcast, I think my life would be complete. So, just real quick, just going to check if his Twitter DMs are open. How do you spell Corbyn?
No, because he might actually, and then we're going to have to discuss serious politics with Jeremy Corbyn.
He'll know that we're not a political podcast, Jay. Like, he'll know.
I know, but like, our podcast just talked about dicks for like a full minute and a half while advertising a fucking milkshake shop in Oswald Street.
Hello,
not that there's anything wrong with the second part of that sentence, but the talking about dicks part is definitely a problem.
We are a comedy podcast.
No! I don't want this. Can we talk about when the Labour Party actually did things?
Jokes. about
get
it.
Get fucked.
We would like to invite you.
Oh, God, no.
To come on the show. It would be huge for your career. DM
if you get a response from
details.
This, I will pay you £20.
I think the only response we're going to get is blocked.
We've never been blocked,
XO,
though.
XO. And that's tweeted. So...
Did you tweet at him or did you message him directly?
I didn't have a DM, but I tweeted him.
Oh, we're not going to hear back.
Make sure you retweet that. Let's get it signal boosted so Jeremy Corbyn has to legally come on the podcast. And with that, we're going to take you back to the show. Thank you for coming to this very strange middle part of the podcast. Back to the middle part of the podcast. Hello, Jay. Welcome back to the middle part of the podcast.
Why did you not tell me that you installed trapdoors to lower us between...
Oh, the main and lower? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a new thing.
Because I was fine with the lift up, but then the floor just, like, opened up.
Descended, yeah. I know. I need
and
to,
I just
I need
was
to
like,
sort that out.
No, it didn't descend, Owen. Don't lie to the listeners. You opened the floor underneath me and then flipped the bird as I comedic... Like, the fucking coyote from fucking... Looney Tunes, I looked at you, and you were like, fuck yourself. I looked at the camera, which I didn't even know was there, because I know you set up the prank patrol, and then I fell. And it was a whole thing. And you,
do you know what, Jay?
You ruined...
You got me. I pranked you. So we'll do another one.
Did we ever do Blue Peter?
No, but I think we could do Blue Peter. It's very similar. It's kind of similar. It's like a children's magazine show where they just do a bunch of weird shit.
I feel like... Like, the thing about Blue Peter is, didn't they do, like, day trips and they'd take kids out and they'd learn shit? Or was that a different show?
That was a different show. Blue Peter had a lot of different things. Is it still on? Is Blue Peter... I feel like Blue Peter...
They did challenge... Like, they would go and do, like, documentary things and stuff.
Yeah, occasionally, but not that often.
What if we redo Blue Peter and we call it, like... We call it Blue Peter, but we call it, like, Blue Peter Worldwide and we send them to, like, disaster zones around the world. With a handheld camera and the clothes on their backs and like a loaded pistol and then that's it. We drop them in like the Amazon, earthquake zones, places have been hit by hurricanes and they have to survive.
That's very good. Here's the thing. This was something that was a lot. This is very, very, very important. There was a thing called the Blue Peter badge. Which was very, very...
One of those.
Which was very cool among the children, the chitlin. If you had a Blue Peter badge, it was like, hey, you were fucking... You got a badge, and it was fucking rad. You could get badges for the stuff like sending stuff into the program, or you got a green one for doing stuff with contributions to conservation, or if you reviewed the show on the website... Just a bit weird, but there was or like a sports one. You could get like a load of different ones, and I think that if we do, we send children to war zones, and each time they get a different Blue Peter badge. So we send them to like I don't know Istanbul. That's probably not a war in Istanbul.
No.
Where's there a war?
There isn't.
Where's there a war zone? Syria. We send them to Syria.
Syria, Yemen.
Yeah, we send them to that, and we do it. And then we just give them a badge at the end. And then if the more tours of duty... What I'm saying is we turn children into soldiers.
I mean, that's not a good idea.
Jay, listen, if Cody can do it,
I liked my idea. Here's the thing. Because, like, sending... I mean, the sad thing is there's already children in these war zones. And we don't want to add more children to that because it's horrible. It's bad, and I don't want to take part in that. But if we send adults, like, at least they're going to survive.
That is true. Okay, we'll send adults, but we'll give them badges as well, and
we don't give them badges. They just get to come home if they live long enough.
just don't get killed.
They're like, do I get a badge? I'm like, what do you mean? Your life is your badge.
You get a Blue Peter badge. You get to live.
That way, we're not you know contributing to child deaths.
It's never stopped us before. Good. I'm just putting that out there.
I don't know. Like, I think we should. I think I kind of like the idea of just leaving them in. Like, we could do. No, how about this? We combine Planet Earth and Blue Peter.
Right.
So, for that episode when they're Himalayas, we drop them with, like, a loaded rifle, a knife, and some survival clothing, and we're like, cool, we'll pick you up in a week, here's a camera, it's got charge enough to last a week, go. And then we follow them around in, like, helicopter
their adventures,
and drones.
Or misadventures, as it were.
Yeah, and they were like, Planet Earth 3, Blue Peter edition. Because, like...
Oh, and at the end, they have to get to a ship flying the Blue Peter, which is a kind of flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Blue Peter is not only the name of the show, but it's also the sign of salvation, of freedom from the bonds of the Blue Planet and the bears, who really want to fuck Jeremy Corbyn.
Exactly.
Exactly. Very good. I like it a lot.
Wait, what?
Because it was a throwback, remember, because of Corbin Kun in the bear anime.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. It was only 20 minutes ago we talked
about
it.
10 out of
10, best girl. Say again?
10 out of 10, best
girl. Who's best girl?
Jeremy Corbyn, obviously.
Corbin's a pretty good best girl, I guess. But yeah, okay, so that's very good. Let's do that. Fuck it. It's a real reality show in which we kill a bunch of adults.
Kill a bunch of prospective presenters.
Bad. I feel like we've got a grudge against a lot of TV presenters currently, because we're actually killing a lot of TV presenters in the wild.
Yeah,
or, you know, by a clay man and presenting their bodies in a grim presentation, which is also very good. Are you happy to call it there? I think we've done some good stuff here today.
Sure, why not?
Let's call it there then. So thank you all for joining us.
Wait, before the episode ends, Owen, can you check your phone, please?
Okay. I'm looking at my phone. You've sent me a message. It is a picture of you deep throating a penis.
Yes, it is.
That's interesting. I'm going to tweet that.
Thank you.
So thank you all for joining us on our program. It's called, Think of the Children, almost called it Blue Peter. That ain't right. That's copyright infringement. We'll get sued for that. It's called Think of the Children. It's a podcast. And we want to thank you all so very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. I apologise it's been a bit of a low-energy episode. We're both very tired.
Indeed.
I'm beginning to lose consciousness even now. I might even just go to bed after this. So thank you for joining us. As always, if you like our show, you can support it in a number of ways. You can do that by going over and following us on the internet, on the social medias. We're on twitter.com at TOTCcast. You can find us on Facebook, TOTCcast. That'll get you there. You can also send us an email to TOTCcast@gmail.com, which is loaded with these suggestions. When you send us suggestions, tell us what you loved about that thing, because we really want to know what you like and how exactly we can fuck it up specifically for you. That's very important. We want to laser focus our ability to ruin your life. If you like our show as well, you can go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. Yeah, we had a few reviews over on there, so you should go check that out. You know, give us a 5-star review. It helps us climb up the algorithm. We really, really appreciate it. And get us on up there. Also, if you like our show and you don't want to follow us on social media for whatever fucking reason, you can send us money instead. Cold Hard Benjamins, or, you know, Lincolns, or whatever else, for Hamiltons. There's a lot of cool stuff we're going to have. Again, there's some cool rewards on there, including sort of like a special place on the show where we're going to shout you out each week, as well as some other stuff. Discord access, I'm going to get that set up probably tomorrow. I'm probably going to do that, just spend some time, carve out some time to really set that up. I want to create like a nice fun community over there. I think that's everything. Unless, Jay, you have anything you want to plug?
I have a fantasy series called Tales from the Wanderer's Realm. It's not been updated in a while. I'm trying to get around to it. I'm very busy at the moment, so I apologise if anybody actually read it, which nobody did, but that's fine. So, hopefully I will have it updated by the end of the next couple weeks. It's inspired by D&D, so if you like that, maybe you'll spot, you know, some links to it.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Tales from Wanderer's Realm. It's a good story. Also, if you like fantasy, you can follow our other podcast, Not Saving the Realm. It's a D&D actual play podcast. I do it with Jay, our friend Bonnie, who's a wonderful supporter of our program and everything we do, and my friend Ismay, who also runs Crit Chat, which I'm going to be on next week, so that's fun.
I didn't want to go on Crit Chat.
If you want to go on Crit Chat, you can. Just talk to Ismay. I'm sure she'll find time for you.
I can't. I insulted her podcast earlier. She's going to kill me.
Yeah, so we do it with all those guys. It hasn't been updated for a while. I said this on the Crit Chat stream. I'm going to give it a soft deadline of next Thursday. There will be a new episode next Thursday, maybe. We think. Possibly. I hope. So go check that out. It's a good time. It's a good D&D podcast. There's some fun characters. Fang is my least favourite. And with that, I think that's everything. Jay, it's that time again. What's your parting advice, my dude?
My parting advice is if
Make
you
it funny.
Can draw a... There's so much pressure on me to make a funny joke.
You just have to close out the show. I open it each week.
If you're going to start a fucking podcast with some fucking little fucking SJW cuck bitch.
Whoa. Okay, I resemble that.
I resemble that. Does that mean you resent or that's what you are?
That's what I mean. Yeah, I resemble that remark. It's like I resent that remark.
I've established myself as left-wing enough that people know that that's a joke.
Yeah, for sure. I think so, maybe? Jay is quite left. I mean...
I'm pretty left. I'm just a dick about it.
He's an asshole.
But yeah, if you're going to start a podcast with Owen Piper, make sure that like you constantly bring your A game, even though you're studying for a master's degree in physics, so you're very tired, but he's always like, you're not funny enough. And you're like, Owen, come on, man. Like, you work at McDonald's.
I ask you for an hour a week of your funny material, and that's all I ask of you.
I have to spend all of my spare time being the funny one because nobody else I know is actually funny.
Myself included.
So, yeah.
Present company included.
Why don't you take a dick, put it in your mouth, and suck on that shit?
God, I wish. Thank you so much for listening to our program. My name's been Owen Piper.
My name has possibly sideways, maybe, has always been Jay Little.
And you listened to Think of the Children, and we got it in one. Thank you so much for listening. Drink the water.